Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
We'll need to bring together the best minds in America to guide us. And that is what I sought to do in assembling my economic team.
Of course, Barack Obama, the president-elect, speaking just before Thanksgiving as he rolled out his economic team, which includes the likes of Larry Summers and Tim Geithner, the best minds perhaps of Wall Street. Well, Geithner, more of a Wall Street character. And then, of course, there's people like Ben Bernanke and Summers, of course, an academic from Harvard, the best minds of the economic world from an academic perspective. Who are best to run this economy, since it is sort of the top priority of the Barack Obama administration? Is it Wall Street traders, Wall Street geniuses, or academic geniuses? That's kind of a question for...
Aww, freak out.
Ooh, Freakonomics.
And so, of course, that's why Stephen Dubner, co-author of the Freakonomics book and blog, is here. So who do you want running the show? Academics or Wall Street experienced hands with their... You know, they're waiters in the depths of it.
We've got an interesting mix coming up. What I will say is this. You know, yesterday was such an interesting day. We saw Obama introduce his foreign policy team. And here's how The Economist put it in regards to those appointments. Mr. Obama has made the point that he is no lefty peacenik. Now, I would argue that you could say something similar about the economic team he's put together. Here's the big conclusion, I would say. Obama likes economists, okay? Now, that's a bit of
academic economists.
Well, yes. But not only, okay? So, I mean, by definition, an economist these days, a PhD economist is usually working in academia, although not always. So yes, the guys who are not academic economists are Tim Geithner.
Right.
Paul Volcker technically is not an academic economist, but there is this plan. But here's the point. The fact that Obama likes economists is shorthand, to me at least, for the fact that Obama is a rationalist. Okay, he can connect with the emotionalists among us, but that's not how he's going to govern, probably. That's my feeling.
He's a University of Chicago professor. We already knew that.
Well,
he was a rationalist.
But he's you know, some people would argue he's a cipher, that he was never in any one place long. A lot of people would argue that he was never – ensconced in the U of C, and again, the law school is different from econ and so on.
But
here's the point. A lot of more conservative Democrats and Republicans who did not want to vote for Obama, part of the reason they did not want to vote for Obama was because they thought he was a lefty on economic issues. He's not.
He's not. So that's what this team says.
Right.
But what
about
the management question? Who do you want running the show? Is it the professors or is it the traders, the people who've actually had to meet a budget and maybe gotten a bonus
or two? Traders don't meet a budget necessarily. I would argue, again, you want a mix. But here's the way it's going to break down. Tim Geithner, who's got an interesting experience running the New York Fed and grew up abroad, has an interesting life experience and has lived through a lot of crises as a central banker. He's probably a pretty good choice for Treasury. Most people would agree. Here's the headline, though. The headline is really Larry Summers. So Larry Summers, who used to run Treasury, is brought in now to run the National Economic Council, which was an office created by Clinton and which sits in the White House. Okay, the headline is that Larry Summers is the star of the show. It's Larry Summers' brain for the next few years, and we're just living in it. So when we see
say that again.
It's Larry Summers' brain for the next few years, and we're just living in it.
We do it all the time.
Is that a surprise? I mean, he is sort of the star of the show here.
Here's why Larry Summers is really interesting to me. Larry Summers is known, if you ask the person on the street, Larry Summers is most famous for getting fired, essentially pushed out of the presidency of Harvard, okay? Before that, he was at the Treasury. Before that, he was the brightest star in academic economics.
And what is that? Why? Because he had good math grades? Because he organized some theory that the dollar actually is worth more than we thought? Or, you know, what is it that makes him a star?
Those are very good, if irreverent, questions. The answer to which I would say is this. He's an extremely good and clear-eyed researcher. He thinks about problems large and small, but mostly large, and uses math to solve them. But here's what's really interesting to me. Larry Summers has been on lull from doing academic research for many years. In September, he released a working paper with a co-author named Richard Zeckhauser. The title of the working paper was Policymaking for Posterity. Very interesting kind of position paper. So if you read this paper, which is fascinating, if you read Larry Summers' columns that he's been writing for the past year, once a month in the Financial Times, you see a man who is engaged in the big issues of the day. So forget about the fact that he was sounding the alarm on Fannie Mae and Freddie and all kinds of mortgage-related issues, all kinds of market-related issues months ago. Okay, you would expect a smart guy like that. But here's the thing that's really interesting to me. In this new paper, he takes on the big issues that a government really needs to think about: global population, global warming, the survival of the human species, income inequality.
So big vision, big forward-thinking, long-term
vision. Big vision, but not an ideologue. Right. That's what economists are. Economists may be a pain in the neck. Can I say
whatever?
Economists may be a pain in the neck. They may be extremely arrogant. They may be rational to the point of cold-bloodedness. But what they do is they measure things instead of just postulating how they want things to happen.
So long-term is good. But what about this hedge fund long-term capital management? All right, back in the 90s, two Nobel Prize-winning economists on that hedge fund, plus a bunch of bankers of the equal status of Timothy Geithner. The thing went bankrupt. The entire world economy.
Yeah, I never said I want an academic economist running the hedge fund that I'm investing in. I mean,
the government's fine?
Well, it's a little bit different. First of all, the kind of bets you're making with the kind of leverage you're making as a hedge fund is an entirely different idea. And no, I'm not saying that every economist is going to make a good decision. What I am saying is this. This is a government that in the next couple of years moving forward is going to be depending on people like Larry Summers, Christina Romer, Austin Goolsbee, who like to measure the effect of what happens in the real world and then make policy from that rather than ideological guesses.
So you, Stephen Dubner, can guarantee that we're not going to end up like long-term capital management.
Hey, Dow 36,000 by the end of 2009. How's that for a prediction, okay?
It's Freakonomics. Thank you, Stephen.